Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Boy, do we have a lot to discuss on a Monday. My man John down at the house of Mickey Mouse for the week. We've given him that time off, given him some peace with his family so that he can spend all that time with Mickey and Minnie and Riley and Dom can have their time, right? It's a special time for family. Meanwhile, we've got a lot to discuss. John's left us with a lot. I would start, obviously, with that huge Chicago Bears win. I'm kidding.
That was wild. That was a wild game.
I'm not going to do that in Memphis, Tennessee today because let me tell you something. There wasn't much pride. While I do have my Bears stuff on, Brad.
Yeah, you look good.
I can't take a lot of pride in a win. I don't care how dramatic the ending was over a Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, 470-yard passing performance, by the way. He gave it every dang thing he had. Did you see that Hail Mary at the end?
I did.
He's already got a sore shoulder.
Yeah, it hurts.
But he had been fantastic.
Yep.
They were down two scores, less than 2 minutes left. I'm not.
Why did the pick six not count?
Down by contact. Somebody else, my pastor, asked me that too. Everybody saw that and thought the game was
did
over.
Did he touch
it? Returned it down by contact. Yeah.
All right.
And so that's why it didn't count. We're not going to do this. Yeah, Bears are fine. Not getting a respect burger
all right.
today. We've got too much to discuss. but I am happy. Caleb Williams caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
Trick plays against the Bungles. That's what we resorted to. We'll take it. Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Lot there.
There's
expected
a lot there.
To be back tonight. After serving a one-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. Grizzlies obviously suspended Morant for the one game after that 117-112 loss against the Lakers. Memphis has got Detroit tonight. They are a 4.5-point underdog here at home. And listen, we expect Morant to be back. But what it's going to look like is the story now, right? We'll get into why it happened, what Ja said. I'm sure by now we've all seen the post-game. In the locker room, Ja saying basically go ask the coaches. We've seen now the Grizzlies' response to that. Issa Lowe's had a statement as well. And so a lot to dive into there. Very curious, because I was listening to some of Jeff's calls this morning. They took calls. Mm-hmm. Where you're at on this now, Brad Carson, with sort of the Grizzlies and Ja Morant's relationship. We'll start it anew tonight. Hopefully he'll be on the floor tonight against the and seemed to indicate as much. We'll talk about that. Drew Hill pointed that out in his story about the loss to Toronto. So a lot to get to, obviously, with Ja. Typically, we'd start that Tigers football team that right now has everything out in front of it because it took care of business on Friday night against Rice, 38-14. Really good defensive effort. I mean, offensively, you got what you wanted, but it was defensively that I think when you hold Rice, a rushing offense that's among the tops in the league, to, what, a season-low 111 yards, when you hold them and take control the way you did early, nice to see as and more importantly, sets up a huge one against Tulane on Friday. That's the one where you can sort of give Tulane the death blow. If you are Ryan Silverfield and Memphis, huge one here. We'll be talking about that all week long. Memphis moves up in the poll to number 22. Lots to talk about there from the win, but more importantly, looking ahead to a huge one against Tulane. Hugh Freeze, out at Auburn.
Yeah, how about that? I texted his friend Jeffrey Wright over the weekend when I heard the news, because I know Jeffrey has reported on him for several years.
Jeffrey's basically been the Grim Reaper waiting on this to happen.
He's got the axe.
Yeah, he loves him some Hugh Freeze, as you know, and he had called this weeks ago that this was bound to happen. And 10-3 was the end. You lose, what, 10-3 at home to Kentucky.
You can't do that.
Auburn has to move on. We'll talk about how good a job that is now. ESPN's got a list of the open jobs at this point and ranks them, and we'll see where that Auburn job is, see what you
think. I'm interested in that. Yeah,
see what you think as well. Dodgers? Anybody watch that?
I watched the whole game.
We could spin an open on just how crazy that game 7 was. We can't do it.
No.
But you could. The World Series was unbelievable.
Did you watch it?
I watched it. I was locked in. Somehow I'd gotten locked in late, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to miss this.
Yeah.
As it went into extra innings, I'd caught in there late, and thankful that I did. I thought the Dodgers were dead.
I did, too.
Early in that game.
There were three or four times where they should have been done.
I mean, it should have been done.
Yeah.
Probably could have argued it should have been done a lot of times.
Yes.
In that one, and the Toronto should have gone ahead and won the game. But what an incredible performance there by the Dodgers. Dave Roberts probably solidifies his Hall of Fame spot now with, what, its second title in a row, third in 6 years. Mm-hmm. So that is absolute dynasty material. And then Clayton Kershaw, I mean, you could argue, even in the 18-inning win, he pitched a scoreless inning. So he can say he contributed to this, too. What a way to go out for him. But Dodgers win the World Series. That happened while we were gone. NFL weekend, sure, I can joke about the Bears. There were a lot more relevant things that happened in the NFL. Josh Allen plays about as well as a quarterback can. He just does this. Against KC in the regular season, you see the best of Josh Allen, but you saw the best of that Bills offense. Jeff Calkins could tell you so. Cook was running the ball. They were good. That defense, I think, is what surprised us.
Yep.
And they came alive. One of Patrick Mahomes' worst games. And I didn't think the Bills were capable of that, as banged up as they are. Lots to get to. Did you see the Jaden Daniels injury last night?
I did.
A lot of people are asking
egregious.
Dan Quinn why he was in the game at that point. They were getting blown out by Seattle at that point.
Yeah.
So there is I thought it was a fair question to Dan Quinn why you hadn't pulled him, because you'd punted the possession before. So you're clearly, you're clearly waving
Game's
the white
over,
flag,
bro.
As many have made the point this morning, and rightfully so. So why you got him in the game running an RPO there at the end, knowing that Jaden Daniels is fragile? Let's be real. He's not some big 250, 260-pound, Cam Newton type. And so I didn't think that was too smart. Got Cardinals and Cowboys tonight. Stephen A. is in Dallas. I don't see how you get up for that game. Although certainly if you're an offense fan and a points fan, you'd love this Cowboys offense. Mm-hmm. That said, these are two underperforming teams at this point. Dallas has got to play defense as well. So I doubt we'll spend much time on Monday Night Football. Before we get to all that though, we'll set up the show. First hour, we'll talk about this Ja Morant situation. At noon, we'll do the rundown. College basketball is also starting.
Starts
today.
Man, yeah.
Talk about one of the best times of sports. This intersection that kind of happens in October and goes into November. College basketball, as we said, opens up. You got a bunch of big ones today. Tiger basketball will open up on Saturday versus San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So we'll wait a while on them while the rest of college basketball sort of gets off today. I think Purdue, number one in the country, goes tomorrow. In the meantime, Penny Hardaway got a commitment over the weekend.
Don't know
if you saw that. So we'll talk about that in rundown. I felt like I got to a lot of stuff. Went out and saw Tennessee Collegiate Academy.
Oh, good.
On their
Friday
opening night? On their opening night on Saturday. They played
Saturday.
Pure Academy.
Okay.
So it was, listen, the talent disparity was evident. You're talking about a prep school now and one that's on this Nike EYBL Scholastic circuit. That's got some of the, you've already got Division I commitments on there. You got a lot of folks in the house. Curtis Givens came out to see his brother Chase Givens that's on this team as well. They're absolutely loaded. And, dude, this is why, John, I'm going to have to report. They've got a white kid.
Mm-hmm.
You would not believe the hops on this four-star guard they've got out there, Lincoln Vincent, who has offers – from a bunch of schools, but it wasn't just him. They're absolutely loaded. I got a chance to see them. We'll do all that at a rundown. 1 p.m. we'll do Respect Burgers. Like I said, don't worry, Bears ain't giving up, ain't getting anything. And then at 1:25 or so, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. That should be listening to daily from 9 to 11 a.m. about this Ja situation and how the Grizzlies should proceed. So that is where we are. Before, Brad, I want your take on sort of what's next. Let's do a little nuts and bolts, mm-hmm. because it's been a minute. Ja, since we last talked, Ja suspended for the one game for conduct detrimental to the team is the way the team phrased it. I got up Sunday and saw a report from Shyam Sharani there live where he talked about Ja being challenged by Isolo. Others have reported that as well at this point. But also about the rotations and being frustrated. And Isolo calling him out. And again, this suspension, we don't know specifically whether it was for however he responded, which was apparently not, thus the suspension, not an appropriate way. The way he responded to this challenge from Isolo, mm-hmm. was it the post-game presser where he's saying, go ask the coaching staff? And that's essentially what it was. I mean, he points out, he opens up a little bit and says, well, not playing me. But Shams, the point on Sunday, that's why I want to get to his, said it also perhaps touched on the rotation patterns, right? Some of that perhaps led to Ja's frustration and the going off after the game. Here's the thing, and Chris Harrington was right there, and I take a great deal of stock in his right there sideline report, watching Ja. Mm-hmm. Up until halftime of the Lakers game, you're in control. Ja looked fine.
Yep.
So in addition to not knowing, Brad, if you'll bear with me here, sort of what exactly the suspension is for, we don't know why we got the, I'm going to phrase it the way Harrington did because I think it's a good way to look at it, quiet quitting from Ja after halftime. Because after halftime, he was a different, by all accounts, again, for those that watch, for both inside the arena and out, different dude. The effort was gone, did not score. And you're essentially quitting. Quiet quitting in a way. It was awful to see. It was an awful response. Back to the point. Don't know why Grizz specifically suspended him. What's the conduct detrimental? Also, don't know why we got that effort after halftime, right? Because the reporting is that Isolo challenged Ja after the game, right? That's what Ja alluded to in the locker room. Hey, my leader can't have a performance like that. And isn't Isolo, Brad's very important, entitled to that if you're looking at your leader out there and, frankly, he's throwing the towel in on you. He's out there. What does it say to the rest of your roster if you don't call that out if you're Isolo? So let's start here. Would you agree Isolo calling him out after the game, which is what Ja talked about in the postgame presser and what Shams has reported and referred to, fair? Because of the effort, and really the zero effort, that you got in the second half? Doesn't he have to, Brad?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is also, because you got a lot of the Zapruder film body language videos after the game, where they're in the huddle and you're...
Chris has been watching it all year long, says, maybe not just job, but some of this rotational stuff where they get the quick hook.
Yeah.
Has sort of, back to your word, the phrase you used, the body language, where you've seen some maybe not so...
Yeah.
Accepting of it. You're on a run, you get pulled for 4 or 5 minute stretches, this is the Isolo way. And, Ja hasn't come out specifically and said that that's bothering him. But what we know is that by halftime in a game that they're controlling,
yep,
something was different.
Something happened. Yeah.
Right. I don't know if we'll ever get to that. Harrington says version the same thing. I'm serious, because who's going to dig in at this point? Shams has reported.
Yep.
And more importantly, I think more importantly on the Shams side and whether anybody nationally is going to dig further into this, he said it at the end of his live report on Sunday about this, both sides are ready to move forward.
Good.
See, so he's getting that from Grizz. Hey, got the release. Also, I mean, Shams talks to the Grizz now. There's a Woj now in the middle or to get it ahead of him. Mm-hmm. You've got Shams reporting that now. And listen, with him getting Ja's side when he says the other side is ready to move on too, and maybe, and I thought this was very important, Drew Hill had in his piece about the Toronto game, you saw, because I hadn't seen it, you saw the IG post, I believe social media post from Ja, which is basically a post of a Let's Go Grizzlies sign before the Toronto game.
Yep, that's good.
So that looks like a guy, back to our point here, very important that we stay along the timeline, looks like a guy that's ready to move on. And if that's the case, as Shams has reported it, then nobody else is going to dig in here. And so back to the thing, we may never know, because I doubt Ja answers it directly the next time he's asked, what had him hot?
Right.
About a first half you controlled, he looked solid, according to all reports, was giving you the effort. What happened? Did something happen at halftime? Did Isolo and him have an exchange, you know, at halftime as well as the one that was reported about after the game? The one that we, you and I right now are saying, and I think we agree, it's fair for Isolo to call him out, even with a roster like this. Even with Jaren Jackson, I think only scoring 2 points in the second half. Now, yep. I might have called out all my leaders, but back to the point, fair to call him out when Ja is doing the quote-unquote, want to go back to the Harrington's phrase, because quiet quitting. Mm-hmm. That's fair. A coach has got to do that after the game. We don't know what happened at halftime. So, and that's what bothered me, I think, the most, Brad, is trying to figure this. You're, 3-2 going into that game. Ja's coming off of a good performance against Phoenix. He won the game, right?
Yes.
You're in control of this one, looking like you're about to go to 4-2.
Yeah, everything's good.
Which we had said Friday, great start.
Amazing.
For this team. Boy, you got to take advantage because the schedule's about to get up, go up. And yet, at after halftime, you're ready to bail.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, folks, that's what it was. It was unprofessional. We're going to get to what I think of, and Ja, but it was unprofessional. There's no, I don't know that there's any way that you can slice that, even if you know, and you've whether the organization, how they've handled it, even if you've got some criticisms, right, of the roster, the organization, how can we justify the way Ja handled it, right? You can't. I don't think you can. And so it leads me back to, there had to be an underlying frustration already. Or was it, you know, is this the first time rotations are getting pulled? Just throwing out some scenarios here. And you respond like that on a 3-2. I would expect that of maybe a team that's 0-5, a response like that. Like it had been bubbling up. Not that's 3-2 and you're in control. Sure, maybe you got pulled earlier than you wanted to. But that feels like, Brad, something that's been bubbling up is my point. That's why I struggled with this. I texted some folks. It's like, I'd expect this if they were 0-5, him to go off like this, get frustrated. Not 3-2. With
this wasn't
to,
the one.
Right. Not 3-3 even after this loss.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about here? So it felt like then, again, this had been bubbling for a while. And that's where I go back to, Brad. And I doubt you'll remember this. But you and I had a conversation, much like we're having right now. John was gone on one of his trips. And we talked about the word patience. It was an open about the Grizzlies. Going forward, maybe it was as the shoe campaign dropped, or the, you know, whatever. Looking ahead, it was preseason. It was before preseason, and we were saying, "Boy, Ja's gonna have to be patient. There's got to be some real patience on his part, right? Because the organization's got to talk him into, hey, we traded Bane, we're taking a step back, and maybe Ja was perfectly fine with that. Maybe Ja even said, you know what, we got to break up this big three. We knew financially they couldn't keep paying him. Point was, looked like he was on board, but you're taking a step back, right? And Zach has said this." To hopefully take the step forward. We know you make the pick with the trade with Orlando. You've got assets now. Phoenix's pick. Can you got some flexibility now to do something. But you need a Ja on board with buying in, not just to a plan that might, hey, we ain't talking about 2 or 3 years, Ja, because frankly, you're in the prime of your career. But we need you to hold on and be patient with us, right? And also this is why we use the word and why it was so important. You got to be patient with our head coach, who I have, if I'm speaking for Zach Kleiman now, I've handpicked. I've put all my eggs in this basket. Frankly, I thought he should be head coach when I was interviewing him in Paris or wherever it was. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the Taylor situation. Kind of, again, he wouldn't say it, but pitted those two together. But that's how much I thought of the man. I didn't even do coaching any interviews while after, you know, he's interim. I gave him the head job. So I need you to trust him because, frankly, while I believe in him and I want you to look at your numbers analytically, want you to believe in him, it's going to take us some time, both getting the roster right, but you and in this offense, which is going to feature you, but it's unproven in the NBA. So we're going to need you to have patience. Don't you think that conversation should have and probably did happen?
Yes.
It had to have.
It certainly
you
gotta, did.
You have to have it with your box office, with your star.
That happened.
Who you're in line with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, again, if we're assuming that conversation had happened, why, it doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense for Ja to all of a sudden be ready to, you know, open up Pandora's box, have the whole NBA watching you, and go off. It doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense if you were on the same page going in. So now back to the point. Okay, so we've laid out everything. Ja handled it the completely wrong way. I could start here and make the case, well, man, I feel his frustration. You know, he told Nike, he told everybody. We were talking about it. So I think it's what led us to that conversation, Brad, about patience. He expects this to be his takeoff year. He said it in the Ja 3 campaign. It's not just about selling the shoes. It's about getting back over Halliburton and all these dudes that have passed him up. And a lot of it's self-inflicted time away that they've passed him up in that time due to the time away. I mean, heck, he got hurt. It's not just self-inflicted. Some of it injury, obviously. Got hurt against OKC in the playoffs. So he's got to get all that back. Has to be a takeoff year. We said, how does he do it with this roster, which is still trying to figure it out? And so to see him get this frustrated this soon, while I can understand it, with this roster, while I can understand getting frustrated with this roster because you want it to be a takeoff year, you can't do it like this. You can't open up the in-house stuff. You got a problem with Isolo's rotations and the way he's pulling you, or you got a problem with his offense, which frankly is geared to feature you, and frankly it doesn't feature Jaren. Jaren's struggling trying to figure out how to be the number two in this offense. You need to address that in-house. You need to keep that in the locker room. You don't owe the media, frankly, and he knows this better than anybody, anything, because the Lord knows he's clammed up at times on the media where the terse is towards you. I'm not going to give you anything. That's the way you needed to play it, even frustrated, even maybe understandably frustrated. You know, it's this system's new for you too, even though, guys, I thought so many folks have tried to say this was Taylor Jenkins early, but weren't we seeing some of this last year where we questioned some of the rotation stuff? It's because he brought in Isolo, and you were already doing some of that system and some of, some of Taylor's system. And, of course, Taylor went rogue. But back to the point, Josh should be familiar with this. And so you can't respond like that if it goes back to whatever it was. You can't respond like that. Now, again, I look at the way Jaren played in that second half. I tell you, it wasn't much better. Now, ain't nobody saying Jaren guilty of quiet quitting. But I didn't see a lot of effort from him in the second half. I just wondered if he took Josh. I wonder if Jaren said, you know what, I'm on board with Josh. I ain't barely going to give him anything this half. Or if he just said, maybe he just wasn't capable. Maybe because of the game flow, maybe he's disappointed in Ja. He decides, on my own, I'm not going to. I'm going to bottom line it this way with Jaren. It's very convenient today that now he bounces back. He has 20 points and, 8-9 rebounds against Toronto as the number one option again, right? It's very convenient, though, that we're not talking about his performance in the second half of that Lakers game, which I think went along with what had been a disappointing start. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, John and I had the conversation. I mean, Jaren's been solid. Mm-hmm. He's not been up to par with that contract.
No, certainly not.
Not to this point. That said, he had a good game last night. It's convenient for him to sort of be out of the spotlight right now because I would have some similar criticisms in terms of leadership and everything else of him. He's got to find a way to be number two with Ja, and he hasn't found that yet. And at times, I think whether it's not giving effort in that second half or whatever, I think his frustration's come out. It just hasn't come out publicly.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to credit Jaren for doing what you're supposed to do, which is not vent your frustrations like Ja did. But I'm just seeing a lot, good that he had that effort from Toronto. Need to see that, and especially on the defensive end, when you're playing with Ja and you're not getting the ball as much. Against Toronto, you're the number one option. You have, season high, whatever it is. So, but back to Ja, you cannot handle the situation like this. And he and the Grizzlies really have to show that they're back on the same page quickly. Because now maybe while you've got the Sham Sharania off your back because, okay, yeah, we're going to get this worked out for now in terms of digging in, the rest of the NBA is on notice here. I mean, you're getting sports betting odds now, stuff I heard Jeff talking about. I got the same thing. It's ridiculous to go through. But about who's Ja Morant going to be traded to? You know, here we are again with this stuff. Remember, Kleiman had to come out and address it last year. Was it Howard Beck's podcast? I think it was.
Yeah.
He had to come out and address the sort of speculation that Memphis and Ja might be nearing a point where, yeah, thinking about trading him. I think Beck had said, I talked to a couple of executives is the way he'd phrase it. So Kleiman felt enough to, hey, you come out and hit that report. It feels like you're kind of right back there when all of a sudden, you know, you start seeing betting odds again about what Memphis is going to do. But Ja Morant, back to the point, that's why you have to get through this quickly, not just for the outsiders and to shut up the noise, but also for Isolo and Ja's relationship, which now, whether there was something bubbling earlier on or this all came up in one game, Lakers, again, first half was fine. Why Ja respond like that? I tell you, that must go deeper. You got to get this smoothed out because – everybody's going to be watching it. I mean, think about tonight, 6:30 pregame right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, by the way, with the great Jessica Benson, Eric Hasseltine on the call at 7. All eyes will be not just on Ja and how he performs on the court, but every single word that's said between him and Isolo. Every single, whether or not, you know, there's going to be a shoulder shrug will be counted. You think Chris Harrington was watching the body language before with this rotation stuff, you know, we're all going to be locked in now. What does Josh Allen say? Slotted. That's when you're in the zone. We're all going to be locked in on it. So back to the point, you have got to get this moved over so quickly. Heck, I wouldn't mind if you saw a little bit of, you know, Josh's hand on Isolo's shoulder. Even if, hey, you might still have some issues with him, but frankly, like I said, you should have gotten resolved in-house. But even if it's just for optics, because if this goes on, And I'll just say it, Ja feeds into this with post-game locker room, you know, sessions like yeah. he had. You feed into this. If this goes on, you got to ask yourself, you know, is Ja trying? Like, is he contributing to what would be at that point? I want this to get worked out. Let me make this clear. I heard some people, heard some people, you know, this morning discussing, you know, the callers, and it leads you to an after conversation because folks have talked about it. Do you just got to trade Ja? Does he not get it? You know, we've said about Jaren in year 8. He got a man up. This is the 8th year he's getting paid like it. It's the same thing for Ja in year 7. You can't have this. This is stuff that second year and third year guys that maybe have been crowned high level. This is stuff that they do. You don't do this stuff in year 7. All that said, he's still your box office, Brad. So do you trade him out of a small market on a return? We were just discussing this last week, I think, with Trista Crick because she'd mentioned Ja Morant is, of course, on her list. John said, you put Ja Morant at the top of it, things going to go viral.
Yep.
But what would you get in a return at this point for him? Well, now everybody's certainly going to be watching. So I go back to tonight, man. It's going to be so interesting to see the way he responds. But not even that, because I expect the on-the-court to be good. Hell, he's won 2 games for you. Well, I have a hard time asking for more out of Ja Morant when he's playing with a subpar roster and he's won you 2 games outright. Right, with his heroics at the end of the game. That said, you have to say something about his performance in the second half, that where you're dogging it. You know, it speaks to the rest of the team. But boy, they've got to get this moved over. If Ja's still on, remember he says in his phrase, "Stay on that side." If he's still on the Grizz side, he needs to get this smoothed over, and more so than the performance on the court tonight. Like I said, we need to see some sort of you know, consensus, some sort of agreement in his body language toward Isolo. Otherwise, you've kind of set him up. It's the other part that was so unfair of you to do and unprofessional. He's already improving. You've got him set up now to be questioned by all your teammates. You can't do that as the face of the franchise. So you got to go out of your way now. And I hate we're here, but this is the way, and this is what he does. We're here in year 7. Now you got to go out of your way. Maybe even to a point that's going to be acting. Maybe you don't approve of them. I don't know how we got this far into it and you don't. But you're going to have to go out of your way now to prove it to us that you are in line with them. That's what needs to be seen. That you are going to have some patience. Because that should have been understood from the get-go. Now back to Kleiman. You already know. I question whether a guy like Tuomas Isolo could talk Ja's language for a whole season. Right? You didn't interview anybody else. We wondered about the kinds of candidates, everything else. We, you know, frankly, I think some people thought when, and many people suspected and thought and some of them very dug in, that even during those nine games, Isola was going to get the head job the next year. There was never really going to be a coaching search. It was always his. I did too. And that's why I look back to Zach Klieman and look at last year's, man. And I said this to some people over the weekend. If you knew Isola was your guy when you sat down with him and you fell in love, you should have had the guts to fire Taylor Jenkins after that season and not set him up to fail, essentially. But forget Taylor, some person. But in a year that became a waste of a year. You were the 2-seed trade deadline. Everything after the All-Star break, everything falls apart. Part of that's because you had a pitting of coaches. You had players picking sides. You had a coach that wasn't even using Zach Edey anymore to screen. He'd bitching him. What are we talking about? Isola comes back, puts Zach Edey right back in the starting lineup. That's on Zach Klieman. So if I'm bringing that back to the point that not taking any responsibility off Jai here, he's got to be professional how to handle this way. But if there are frustrations about how all this has been handled, you know, I don't know how, if you're Zach Klieman, you haven't sat down with your box office, with your face of the franchise, and included him, not allowing Jai to make the decision, but he's got to be involved, right? He's going to be running it, Brad. He's the feature guy. Surely that happened. Right now, it looks like he's already ready to bail on him. So part of that is on. Yeah, Jai's got to be a professional, but part of that's on Zach. This should have been worked out from the get-go. Certainly not to a point where you're not getting to 3-2. You're at halftime of a Lakers game. You're controlling, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. Jai done quit on the floor. You had to be on the same page going in about what this could be, and frankly, it was going pretty well. So I go back to Jai. How far back this go? Did you ever like Isola? What do you think, bro? Let me ask you this, to get into it. I want to know. Did the Grizz handle it correctly with the one-game suspension and the way they've gone about it?
So where we're at now, yes, you have to suspend him because the behavior in the locker room is egregious.
We agree there.
The decision to make sure that everybody is on the same page after you're going through your process in the summer, that has to be done before the season starts. And it's actually, regardless, this is a really important point, regardless of the results, in other words, you can go 5-0, 0-5, or 3-3, or 3-4 like they are now going into a Detroit game where they're probably not going to win it. It really doesn't matter in leadership, and this is about leadership to me.
I like where you're going.
Leadership is a very difficult thing, and you're most likely going to be hated if you're in leadership business. It's just part of the bag. You're hated a lot of times, sometimes by employees, coworkers, friends, family, whatever, because it's hard. It's really, really hard, and it's not for everybody. Leadership is not for everybody. Not everybody can be a leader. A lot of people can be really good at a task or really good basketball players, but they can't be leaders. So you had to decide before the season if Ja Morant is, we all know he's great at basketball. That has never, ever, 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 ever been a question. What has been a question is, why does he go through agents so much? Why does he have these weird moments where after meeting with the leader of the NBA that he can't put it together and say, yeah, this is kind of a bunch of garbage, but probably shouldn't do what I just did. Why does he have these lapses that just keep going on regardless of what's going on the basketball floor? So my point has always been, and it's one of the reasons why I like Desmond Bane, to me, and I'm not trying to put those two against each other, but you made a decision, and the decision was, our leader is on the court, and we think we were on the same page with him, because clearly you weren't. So that you miscalculated that. Now, it doesn't mean it's a foregone, you know, that it's too foregone that you can't get it back. And God knows, we got to pray that it can get back if we're fans of the franchise. You have to, because now we're here. But that's part of what I think this is a leadership question, and that's my thought on it.
I would say to you that all of the essential question you're asking about whether Ja Morant can lead this franchise and is the right guy to do so is a fair one to ask. Ja has now opened us up back to this, and any critics of him, it's fair to ask. He was suspended twice in 2023.
Yep.
For the social media, you know, guns incident, cost you 33 games, about $8.3 million in salary.
Yeah.
Fined last year $75,000. And guys, I don't like going through the rap sheet here, but unfortunately you have to. And it goes back to what Brad said. You've been in the office of the commish, basically. You've been in his face and said, I got this. I made a mistake. And then made the same one. You made headlines last year. They're all over you for the gun stuff. We got into it. Frankly, a lot of us defended you, whatever. We said, everybody's doing it.
Yeah,
in
and
the
it's
league.
Legal. And it's not illegal.
But you're talking about the actual showing of guns. I'm talking about the gestures. Remember the gestures last year?
Well, now he's mocking
them. Other franchises, Golden State was doing it, all that. No, my point is we defended him, but my point also is that it's on his rap sheet, a guy that they look at you now and many other, you know, whatever, fans of the NBA outside, we don't care about, but they look at you as the rebel. They look at you as the guy who can't get right. That's what we used to call guys like Ja Morant, who seem to have it all, but would mess it up for whatever reason. I mean, there's a lot of different kind of can't get rights, but this was one of them.
Yes.
Like, why can't you just be a professional, bro? Move different. We've said it, whether it's the off-the-court stuff or not, the stuff with Joshua Holloway. Like, you can't move like that. Alex Lomax told him that in the text about that. You got to move different because of all your potential, both individually, what you represent to the franchise and everything. And so, back to what you said, it's fair. Unfortunately, as much as I'd love to defend Ja because I think he's special, I think he's big for this city.
That. He's very special.
He's got this rap sheet that he keeps adding to. When you decide to go unprofessional mode, because that's what it was when you took it to the locker room and beamed it out to Harrington, to Michael Cole, Drew Hill, and more importantly, that's when the Shams, everybody comes on it. You beamed it out.
Yeah.
Brother, you open this door up again, and you've added now to the list. They got to suspend you. You don't like the way Isolo's challenging you about that second half. Bro, what did you expect him to do? He's in front of a roster. He's trying to command their respect. And I could sit up here and make the case, Brad, that, boy, and it is. This applies. Isolo better be careful.
Yep.
It's still a fine line because I didn't hear it mentioned this morning. But remember when David Fizdale was trying to hold Marc Gasol accountable?
Yeah. It did not go well.
Did not go well. This was a guy who was a player's coach. Now I ain't trying to make a case that Dave Fizdale was some good coach. But the point was, he's player's coach. He's trying to hold Marc Gasol accountable. We said it. Players league, you going to do that stuff with one of the faces?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it turns on you quick, especially if that player doesn't take. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Isolo's got to be careful here. But back to the point, man, because we have to. Ja had put him in that position. No matter how much on his side we are, no matter how much, you know, maybe there's some justification and frustration the way the front office handled some of this, Isolo, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to, bro, you can't open the door like this for the entire league to run in and say the Memphis Grizzlies got problems because Ja Morant can't get on the same page.
Yeah.
Like this is, we said it, year 8 for Jaren, man up on the court. Year 7 for Ja, stop doing this stuff off the court in the locker room. That sets us up to a point on a Monday, we got to come in here and talk about this. As opposed to what's happening on the court, which was going fine.
Fine.
Until you decide to dog it in the second half and make this and send this into, you know, certainly if we love DEFCONs around here, I want to see it get back down to DEFCON 5. But you got, until I see Ja Morant smiling at Isolo, because I think optically that's what the league needs to see right now to help back off. Everybody's going to be watching. I think we should be at DEFCON 4. Because if Ja keeps pouring into this, it could get much worse. Not just for Ja and what Hal fans feel about him and everything else, but then I'm looking at climbing, you know, even harder. Like, bruh.
Yeah.
You already set up the coaching situation to fail last year. You going to let this just, sort of bubble up between him and Isolo and let this thing blow up?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's why it is imperative that Ja tonight goes out of his way to show whatever's his way. And maybe last night we got a sign that he's prepared to do that. Again, Drew Hill talked about it in his piece over at DailyMemphian.com about the loss to Toronto. We're before tip-off. Yeah. Ja Morant was on IG with a photograph. The image was I'm reading from Drew's piece, was a sign inside FedEx Forum that reads, "Let's go Grizz." That sounds like a guy who understands. Again, Shams came down, put the lid on both sides, said they're both ready to move on. That's what we better see.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Unfortunately, we'll have to talk about this. And Brad, back to your point. You know, if that kind of attitude continued, I don't know how you could still trust him as much as we want him to be, as much as I want him to be, to still be the face of this franchise. That's why it's got to end tonight.
Yes.
And just nip it in the bud. And you got to, even if you don't believe it, even if you guys still have some things to work out, you got to optically look like you're on the same page.
Yeah.
Brad, I'm with you. There are parts now where I say we've challenged Jaren year eight. Same thing. You still making mistakes like this, Ja? You still wearing the air? You still willing to air the team's dirty laundry because you were so offended by Isolo challenging you after dogging in the first half?
Is this what this is?
In year seven?
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect him to do at that point? So it goes back, and Chris touched on something. And I'll wrap it up this way because we've got a lot we got to get to. But Chris touched on something that I've said for a long time. We said it while Taylor Jenkins was handling Ja. But more importantly, it wasn't just Taylor Jenkins, because Zach Kleiman's still working there.
Sure,
Zach,
yeah.
Have you coddled Ja, was the phrasing that was used. We had discussed it, too,
really
though.
Important here.
Had you coddled him so much to the point that any calling out of, in this case, a fair calling out, it would seem, of a quitting.
There you go.
He's ready to respond like that skin is that thin?
Yep. Yeah.
Then that again goes back to Grizzlies. You guys been too soft in all this stuff. And we said it, and I've used, and some have said, well, Jason's reduced Taylor to dancing with Ja. I haven't done that. I mean, he's winning his coach in Grizzlies history, got a couple of two seeds, was second and third, second in coach of the year voting. Like, Taylor took it as far as he could go. However, I think him, perhaps, maybe this is part of our answer, why we got the response like that. Mm-hmm. Him, his handling. Remember, him and Zach were step in step. They were, what was the language? Partners.
Lockstep.
Lockstep. They were partners and brothers and everything else. Some of that got to be on Kleiman.
Yeah.
If you've got a guy that's going to react like this, when things barely got, things weren't even tough, Brad, you're in control against the Lakers at halftime.
No, there's no doubt about it.
So I question too, you know, I just look at that front office and say, how is this already happening? Some of it's got to be on them, but it is absolutely, Brad, to bottom line, again, fair to question, can Ja Morant do this? Can he stay available? Can he avoid these kinds of, you know, rants, whatever it is, unfortunately, yes, get you suspended. They had to. I can make the case. Zach's mishandled this. You didn't mishandle having to suspend him. You've got Isolo trying to prove it, trying to get the respect of his roster, and you're undermining that by not taking this challenge like the professional you should have took it at. You dogged it second half. If he's calling you out, it was fair. But what in the world happened at halftime? Because we don't know that. We don't know why, after everything looked fine for a half there. Ja seemed fine body language-wise. Everybody's watching him close and from afar said so. What happened at halftime?
Bizarre.
We may never know. Mm. We got a lot more to do. We'll certainly be talking more Ja Morant. Well, all eyes will be, I mean, it's going to be like a bunch of heat lamps, yeah. You know, with our eyes locked in on that relationship tonight. How does Isolo adjust? You know, that's a question for you. Mm-hmm. In this instance, do you give Ja a little bit more? If it's minutes related and quick spurts and pulling, do you give Ja a little bit more of what he wants? Or do you put the continued foot down, and say, this is the way it's going to be with me? It's a dangerous kind of, that can be a sticky game. Maybe it's probably somewhere in the middle. is the answer. We'll find out tonight. Again, pregame going to be here on 929 FM ESPN at 6:30. The great Jessica Benson. And tip with the great Eric Hasseltine going to be at 7. All eyes will be locked in tonight against Detroit. Who? Oh, by the way, did you see the numbers Jalen Duren put up?
He's a monster
against
right
the Dallas
now.
Mavericks.
He's a monster, right?
33 points.
Yeah.
They're
very good this year. This is not your old Pistons team.
I think they're 3-1 on the homestand. Yeah. They're coming off of. Cade Cunningham's coming off of 21 and 18 assists. Now, he only had one turnover on that 18 assists in their win over Dallas, had 21 points to go with it. And the aforementioned Jalen Duren, the former Tiger, 33 points and 11 rebounds in that one. We don't question whether or not Jalen Duren's a grown man, do we?
No. And a challenge for us right now is we're on a back-to-back. Ja's rested, so that does help us a little bit. Your star's rested.
Won the Pacers game on the second night of a back-to-back. Yeah. You know, lost the Miami game, came back. Effort was good.
That's a good point.
Be nice to see that sort of effort tonight from the Grizzlies. All eyes will certainly be on Ja Morant. Jaren Jackson got to do your part, too.
Yeah.
When you are the number two offensively,
yep.
He's got to find his way, and Isolo's got to help him find his way. Boy, a lot to get worked out.
Crazy.
From what we were watching, we went until weekend 3-2, Brad.
Yeah.
Things were fine. We were happy. We said, boy, they're managing this early, this opportunistic early part of the schedule well.
Yep.
You know, Ja's playing. We got to that six straight games. Ja matched this one six straight game stretch that he had last year. I don't think he's gone over six the last 2 years. And damn it, we couldn't get to 7. Had to suspend him.
was getting spooked Friday night, man.
It's getting old.
It is getting old.
It's getting old, bro.
Yeah.
And it's getting harder and harder to defend in any kind of way that makes sense. So you got to respond tonight. We'll be eager to see how they do. Got a lot more to talk about. Obviously, Memphis football, huge week as you get set for a monster game against Tulane. And it's weird. I think while the line seems to respect Memphis, I think I looked at 6.5, I think. John and I discussed what it would be. And none of us discussed 6.5 last week.
No.
I saw an ESPN list of coaches for some of the SEC jobs that are open.
Yep.
And the Tulane coach still getting more love.
Summerall is like Auburn is looking at him.
It was the Auburn job.
Auburn job. I saw it.
How is Summerall, who Ryan beat last year, and y'all know, boy, I've been on side. Well, I'll be usually on that other side.
Yeah.
How's Summerall still getting more love than Ryan Sinfield, who beat him last year when Summerall was number 17, and then this year you come in, UTSA just dropped the people's elbow on him. Just like Traylor did. So he just did that to him last week. So I don't understand why. Yeah, now, Summerall's got more SEC in him. He's been in over at Kentucky and a couple other places, at least one other place in the SEC I know of. So he's got those SEC ties. But to have him still, it looks like on the list I saw this morning, higher. But maybe, and we'll get to this too as we come back, you know, SMU gave Rhett Lashley the extension.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that?
I saw win they had against Miami.
Right. Then he goes out and backs it up.
Loved
and
it.
Beats, at that time, a number 10 ranked Miami team, sends them tumbling the pole. Now everybody's questioning Miami. But back to the point.
Yeah.
That would seem to take him out of the running for the Arkansas job, who at one point we looked at, and Ryan Silverfield was like second or third favorite for that job. So did you remove a guy? Maybe that Arkansas job. Hey, man, Ryan cashes in. Dude, there's a good chance whether one takes Summerall or not, there's going to be enough open that perhaps Ryan Silverfield still finds himself at like an Arkansas.
Oh, there's tons of jobs. Too many jobs
and
for
especially
him not.
Since he was already high on Lashley was an Arkansas guy. He's locked back in with SMU, as Brad said, goes and gets them the win against Miami. Yeah. That's cemented for now. Maybe Silverfield can turn this into an Arkansas offer. He was high on some of those lists. Lot to get to as we get back. You're listening to Jason John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason, sports talk here on the station, 92.9 FM ESPN, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't always count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. The NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. That happens all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Congratulations to the Ole Miss Rebels. Took care of South Carolina. Got after old Lenore Sellers. They continue to be one of college football's best stories. My man, I've become a real fan of this Ole Miss team because of my respect for Lane Kiffin. My man, Kewan Lacy. Yeah, he had a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Was 167 rushing yards,
mm-hmm.
24 carries. Big win as Ole Miss takes care of business. You won as well, didn't you?
Mississippi State won an SEC game, ladies and gentlemen.
Give yourself a round of applause.
It was about time. We had a long drought.
Yes, you had.
Long drought.
Also, revenge of Arch Manning, or at least he puts down the Vanderbilt sort of story there. Yep. Sets it back there a little bit, doesn't he?
Over.
Texas handles, well, I shouldn't say handles, 34-31 over Vanderbilt at home. Not quite dead yet,
no.
Texas. Can't count them out yet. We're going to see on Vandy in Tennessee, though.
Yep.
You know.
Tennessee might be. There's some real people upset mm-hmm. about Tennessee.
I got a listener right now.
Yeah.
My man, Scotty. He's a Vols fan.
Oh, buddy.
As you know.
Sorry, Scotty.
Well, he's already pointing out that,
yeah.
you know, Vols are ranked ahead of Memphis in the AP poll.
Oh, they're Memphis
Penny Hardaway
fans.
Ain't ranked. I was at, hold on now.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on now. It's still college football season around here. And as far as I can tell, Memphis Tigers football ranked ahead of Tennessee
ahead.
This week in the
yes,
AP
yes,
poll. How
yes.
about it? Round of applause.
That's a round of applause. I saw a lot of this. Yeah.
Sorry, Scotty. It's still college football season. Now, if Memphis had lost to Rice.
Oof. Not happening.
It would have been college basketball season around here.
No more letdowns, Ryan Silverfield.
But that's not happening.
No.
It certainly didn't happen Friday night. Yeah. We have not gotten a chance to talk about Memphis's handling of Rice and what it set you up for, but you had to take care of business first, and they were locked in from the get-go. I think that's what was good to see about this one. Obviously, UAB, the one you did lose that you shouldn't have, again, one of the second-largest FBS upset this year. Early on, you could tell, even with Brendan Lewis in the game before he got hurt, you were down, what, 10-0 in that game, and so you wondered, okay, has this team just totally come in underestimating Alex Mortensen, the interim coach? And more importantly, this UAB team that's gone back now to its backup quarterback 2 hours before the game looked like they had. You were locked in from the get-go against this Rice team. Again, we mentioned it, 38-14.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.